Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week on our Heartbeat, you talked about being struck by God's love. And you started off your Heartbeat by talking about the prophet Ezekiel. And you said that, you know, it might seem a little bit odd at first to say you were struck by God's love with this particular story, but you were able to explain, you know, what it was that
God
spoke
to you. Hopefully I was able to explain.
And you were saying how Ezekiel was a prophet who was calling the leaders of the day. He was calling them back to God, essentially, to say, you're not living
at this time, he wasn't speaking to the people. Mm. He was speaking to those who lead the people, the priests, the Pharisees, the rabbis, the teachers, whoever was put in a position, especially a God position, of calling people, of being a shepherd.
Mm.
And they were not being the shepherd that God desires shepherds to be.
Mm. Yeah, the scripture, the one that you read, describes them as being people who were selfish and essentially took from the sheep as opposed to caring for them. And
they were fat
them.
And their sheep were skinny and thin and weren't getting the nourishment they needed.
Mm. Whereas Ezekiel was calling them back to say,
yes,
this is not how God wants us to live or for you to lead. This is not how God wants you to lead. But the part particularly that you said you were struck by God's love was in Ezekiel 34 verse 15, where it says, I am the good shepherd. I will make them lie down in green pastures. Can you explain a bit what it was that made you?
Reading it, and I know it's in Psalm 23.
Yeah.
But I was struck by back in Ezekiel's day, God had already planned that himself would come. Mm. He was sharing that, you know, I'm going to send my son Jesus. Mm. Hasn't got it in those so many words. Mm. But he's saying, I.
Mm.
And we know the Son of God, Jesus, is part of God, the three in one. And he said, I myself will be your shepherd. Mm. I will come and rescue you. I will feed you and nourish you and look after you. And they understood things about shepherd and sheep because that was one of their biggest farming.
Yeah, roles in society.
Yeah, yeah. That they did. Every village had it.
Mm.
And so I was struck by the love of God. Mm. I got a bit emotional. I was so struck by, because he said, I will come and rescue you. What are the actual words on the, there was one where it said,
in verse 15 it says, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. But it continues, I will seek the lost and I will bring back the strayed. And I will bind up the injured and
that's,
I will
that's
strengthen
what struck
the
me.
Weak.
Yeah. When I got to, I will bind up the injured, even now. He knows every person, and I would say every person in the world.
Mm.
When I say everyone somehow gets injured.
Mm.
We're hurt by something.
Mm.
Might be what our parents have said, what our parents haven't said, the way we've been brought up, the way we've not been brought up, you know, what our teachers had said, what has happened to us in life. We've all been injured somehow.
Yep.
And he says, I will bind you up, meaning he'll come and he'll, I got the picture of him sitting down with bandages.
Yeah.
And
winding
and
them
ointment.
Around and around.
Like, yeah, yeah. And by like, yeah, with this gentle, loving kindness and love oozing from his hands and his body and his eyes, binding up where we've been injured.
Mm.
But in the binding, it's not just, oh, it's a bandage, healing us, making us new and whole again, once more, forever.
Mm.
And He said, I will do this for you because I see my sheep who are lost and astray. And we've all been lost and astray.
Mm.
We all have.
Mm.
We've all turned our backs on God at different times. Mm. You might think you're the holiest of holy and you've always loved God. Really? Truly?
Mm.
And I'm still struck.
Mm. Makes me think, though, like as you continued your heartbeat, you shared the story of the man who sadly he died alone.
Such a sad story. But
the extension from that being and the connection to this scripture is when God does send himself to bind up the injured and to help the weak, he does that by sending us. And he does that by us who love Christ going into the world and being God's love in the world.
And you can say, but nobody was there for him. Why did God not send someone him? He died by himself. And I know that God was with him. But then also then what has his brother done? His brother has honoured him. And because of what he wrote in the obituary for his brother, it got actually published in a newspaper, and I read it online on the news, and I was touched by what the brother had done for his brother. And so even you can even after death, God has bound up his wounds. You know, like, yes, of course, God does ask us to go. He does send us. But if you think, well, no one came. God did come himself.
I think the challenge, though, that you brought at the end there was you asked the question, do we know our neighbour?
Yep.
Do we care for those
yep.
around us?
Let's do what we can do.
Yeah, and that can be a challenge because how often in our own lives are we busy with our own lives? You know, with just, oh, I've got this to do and that to do. But as you were struck by God's love, can we give that love
and we can. To others? And is we that can. Not what a Christian is? Being a light on a hill, being a beacon in this world, being Christ's hand, feet, mouth, legs, you know, making a sandwich or a meal or something for, you know, the neighbour who's struggling, you know, the mother who has had a newborn and you know how difficult it can be sometimes, you know, cooking meals and doing different just things at times.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Yep,
that's it. Yeah.
What so can we do?
That's really the weekly challenge. How can we be Christ to others?
Yeah.
And not only in that, I think, that examples you've given then, but I think the first step is step back and go, are you noticing the people who need care?
God, give me your eyes to see.
Because they could be right there and we're just not noticing. So that's certainly a challenge for us this week. So we hope that that has blessed you. I think with this conversation, as you said, you were struck by God's love. I think it also makes us think, well, when at times have I either read scripture or something happened to me and I've been struck by God's love because maybe that's God saying, what can you do with it? Like that next extension. So we hope that that chat has really blessed you this week and we look forward to talking with you all again next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.